Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for
all because of you. I'm grateful for
Amen. Amen. Thank God for his undying love. Amen. He loved us so much. Hallelujah. That he was willing to die for us. And I put it like this one day about the love of God. I said, we owed him a debt. And we was indebted to him. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't pay it. Right. And because he loved us so much, he went and paid it. He went and paid the debt to himself. Now, yeah, that's love there now.
Yeah.
That's love. You owe me something. And I see that you owe it, and I look and see that you can't pay it. And I know the debt is still owed to me, but I would turn around and come down and pay my own debt to myself so that I can forgive you for what you owe me. Now, that's love there now. You can't beat God, amen, loving. I know we talk about it, but you can't beat God loving, amen. For God so loved the world. Amen. You want to do a prayer for us, brother?
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for tuning in.
Hallelujah.
If you feel that two or three are gathered in your
name, yeah.
We will be in the midst.
Yeah.
So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst. And we just thank you to move in a mighty way, Lord.
Thank you.
Do
what you do. All by yourself. You are the Most High. There's none beside you. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Go. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Bless your name. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. I know, you know, sometimes people say it don't take all the noise, but it's all right to have some noise. Amen. I make a joyful noise. Make a joyful what? Make a joyful noise, all ye what, land. Hallelujah. That means everybody. Amen. Everybody. Everybody that, everything that has breath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even the birds get to singing, pee, 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 you know, and the old rooster go to crowing, crow, crow, crow. You know, everybody, that, they give him praise. That's the first thing the rooster do in the morning, don't it? He gets up before the sun comes up and crow, 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 crow. He's giving praise and thanks to God. Amen. And so if the animals can do that, what's wrong with us doing it? Amen. And so thank God for y'all today, everybody that's online and whether you're here and on Facebook. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. I just want you to know this is Care Church Inc. Amen. Care Church Incorporated. And we appreciate you tuning in to Care Church. Amen. And we say we're concerned about reaching everybody. Amen. We don't care who you are. Amen. We don't care about your background. Amen. Amen. We don't care what you're doing. Amen. We're concerned about reaching everybody. And so we don't discriminate against anyone. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to tell you, if you're gay, come on in. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's the soul too. Amen. Hallelujah. I know they always say when you go to the hospital, if this is the hospital, we want to be a hospital. We want to help you get over that. Because Jesus has the power. Amen. To get you over whatever it is you need to overcome. Amen. He give you the overcoming power. So all it is, and so we invite you in. Amen. If you're drunk or alcoholic, we invite you in. Come on in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you're on the street, amen. You're homeless, come on in. Amen. You don't have to have no suit on to come in here. Amen. Because we're concerned about the guy that don't have a suit on. Amen. Hallelujah. We're concerned about the man that don't have a place to live. Hallelujah. Amen. And when I say we're concerned about everybody, we want to reach everybody. Amen. There's no little eyes and big ears here. Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody's the same. We're on the same plane. Amen. We're on the same level because Jesus came to make everything equal. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, those that be high, I'm going to bring them down, and those below, I'm going to lift them up. Amen. Someone like that, Jesus wants to lift you up today. Amen. If you're in your lowest vexation. Now be the day that David said, who remember me in my lowest estate? Amen. It's when you're at your lowest is where you need to be remembered. While things are going good, maybe you don't need nobody. Maybe you don't need no help. But it's when I get bound, it's when I need to help. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said we was bound in our trust, but Jesus came and lifted us. Amen. Thank God that he lifted us up. Amen. When I was lost, he came down. He found me, amen, because he was never lost, amen. It was I that was lost, but he came and found me one day and lifted me up from where I was to where I am now. I just give God praise for those kind of things because that's the kind of God we serve, and because that's the kind of God we serve, people who were down, and we're looking for you. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We listen for you. Praise God. Don't have no clothes if you ain't got none. We'll probably get you some. Amen. Amen. We'll buy you some or go get some or whatever. Just come on in. Come on in. Amen. That is what God wants to do for you. Amen. He wants to be a blessing to everybody. So Care Church wants to bless everybody. Amen. No matter what condition. If you're in a wheelchair, you need some help, we'll help you in. We'll roll you right over there. Praise God, make you a spot. Amen. And so we make the invitation. We want to bring everybody to Jesus. Hallelujah. And so this is carechurchinc@gmail.com. It's 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. Amen. Praise God. So come on down. We're over here by Six Flags. And after you leave, you can run right over to Six Flags and take your ride or something. So I just want to make the invitation, amen. And then you go up the street a little further, you got the Cowboys over there, amen. And if you want to run around the corner, you can find the Rangers, amen. Well, we're right in the midst of everybody. And so you don't have no reason not to come to Arlington and come to Care Church because we are close by everything, amen. Hallelujah. So praise God for all of you online today. Amen. Praise God. I thank God the other night we were online and everybody we was talking about, they were talking about the holidays and the thing that we celebrate that wasn't of God. Amen. And they gave the reason why. Thank God for Apostle Curry. Amen. You know, when he broke down why we shouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Amen. I thought it was something that we celebrate our own demise. And when I say we celebrate our own demise, because a lot of us didn't come from Africa. A lot of our foreparents didn't come from Africa, amen. There were some already up there in Connecticut. There were some already up there in Pennsylvania. People were already there. And then we'll celebrate them killing us. I tell you, the devil is something, ain't it? And when we celebrate them killing us, amen, we was the turkey. We was the turkey, amen. And they stuffed us. And then put cranberry on the side, amen. And they showed the blood that was spilled that day. And it's kind of strange how the devil makes you celebrate him doing something to you. You know how people are celebrating? They don't know the devil's getting them, but they celebrate. You know, you were celebrating to get drunk, and you went out and got killed. But you were celebrating the devil. He had you having a good time. So he could kill you. Huh? Amen. We got to watch the enemy, boy. He's slick to him. Yeah, slick. Slick with it. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank God. Amen. I've been talking about, you know, all the time. For this week, I've been talking about time. Has been my subject the whole week. Time. If you look at Ephesians, I can't even thank the scripture, amen. But it said there's a time for everything, amen. Three and one. You know, it talks about there's a time for everything. And for everything, there's a time. And now we are living in time. And because we're living in time, then there's a time for us to do something while we have time. Hallelujah. Amen. There are things that you didn't do, but now, because God has given you an extension and gave you grace, we need to do it now while we have time. Hallelujah. Praise God. I turn to the book of Matthew. I'm going to look at something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Matt. What is it? Matthew 16. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, verses 1 through 4. Amen. You're going to see that I'm still talking about time. Hallelujah. It says, the first one, he said, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the sign of the time? Amen. Our wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. Hallelujah. I just want to look at, you know, what it says here. You can discern the face of the sky. Mm-hmm. And you can discern, why is it that you cannot discern the sign of the time? Hallelujah. Come on. We need to be looking and discerning the signs of the time. And you might not realize just what time is it. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that in Timothy it says in the last days, amen, there's going to be troublesome and perilous time that's going to come, amen. And then we should be able to discern now by looking at what's going on in the world. And then when you look what's going on in the world, you should be able to discern what time it is, amen. Hallelujah. I keep concerning, though, because, you know, even when I look in the Bible always talks about the Euphrates River. I keep bringing that up because even in the book of Genesis, the Euphrates River was one of the rivers that ran out of the garden, wasn't it? That God wanted to make sure that the place was well watered because of the rivers, the four rivers that went out of the garden, amen. And now when we look, we hear that the Euphrates River is drying up. It's, the level is so low in some places you can walk across it now. If you notice that and take turns about that, you ought to be able to discern that, what? That's a sign of the time, amen. Now, not only is the Euphrates River drying up, amen, but the river in France, I forgot for the name what it's called, but there's the long river in France is drying up. The rivers in Europe are drying up. Hallelujah. Right here in our own country, it's not just, yeah, so this is a worldwide thing, amen. It's not just a local thing, but it's a worldwide company. Right here in the United States, the Mississippi River is drying up. Hallelujah. Amen. And being that the Mississippi River over in out there in, I think it's California, Nevada, some big lake over there is drying up. Hmm? You see, when you see those type of things taking place, amen, it's a sign of the time that what
the coming of the Lord draw nigh. Hallelujah. I don't mean that it's the end of everything, but the coming of the end of this age. It's about the end of this age. It's getting ready to come to an end. And because the end of this age is coming to an end, amen, and we know the time, amen, but if I realize it's time for the coming of the Lord or something getting ready to take place or something getting ready to happen, then I need to start getting prepared for what's getting ready to take place. You see, the question is, have you gotten ready? Because you've seen the signs of the time, that needs to be a preparedness, amen. Have you gotten prepared, amen, for the time that's getting ready to take place? You see, we can't be like it says in the book of Luke 15. He said, you know, it talk about there was five wise virgins and there was five foolish virgins, amen. And here they were, they all had lamps. They all had oil in it. The lamp was burning. It was giving off light, more than light. It was ready for light. But when the bridegroom had left, amen, and gone away, and they was waiting for the wedding to take place. I'm saying that the wedding get ready to take place, amen. I mean, I'm saying to the saints of God, this ain't no time for us to fear, amen. This is a time, I know you said it's going to be a hard time, but what did Jesus say? Look up for what? Your redemption draw nigh, amen. So it's a time for redemption for the saved, but it's a time of punishment for the lost. But the five wise, you know, there's five of them, they kept their lamp burning. They kept oil in their lamp, and in other words, they was attentive, amen. They realized that they needed to keep things together. They need to keep things going, amen. They didn't get lazy. They didn't just sit back and do nothing. They kept their lamps full of oil because they didn't know how long before the bridegroom was coming back. And because we don't know exactly when he's going to show up, but he always let us know so that we can be in time with him. You see, if you're watching the signs of the time, we can be in time with God, and then nothing will slip up on us. And when the bridegroom comes, he won't catch you not ready. You see, the five foolish ones, amen, they sat back and said, well, let us take it easy right now. Everything is all right and everything going good. And they become to get lazy. They began to take it easy. And then there was a quote over and said, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion, amen. I tell you, the church, hallelujah, God said, woe unto the church today that are at ease. You know, you think you got it made, and you think everything is all right, and you think everything is good. He said, woe unto them. In other words, it's a woe to you. Be alert. Watch. Be watchful. But what's getting ready to take place? Some say something's getting ready to take place. And then when the bridegroom came, they didn't have no oil because they weren't paying attention to the time. Hallelujah. Huh? See, people are not paying attention to the time. I'm saying something is getting ready to take place and something is getting ready to be big. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about it, when God told Israel, so Abraham, in a way, I'm going to send you down to Egypt, and you're going to be down there 400 years. And then that you're going to be down there 400 years, amen. Praise God. I want y'all to marry, and I want y'all to have children, and I want y'all to progress, amen. Because, you know, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming back, amen. And you ought to realize the fact. But any time that God is getting ready to deliver somebody, well, every time God is getting ready to do something, it always gets dark before the light comes. Hallelujah. Whenever the storm is coming, it always gets dark before the storm, amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, time in our nation right now is getting to be a dark time, amen. And because it's a dark time, something is getting ready to happen because what? We can see the signs. Hallelujah. And because we can see the sign, we got to look at what the Bible says, because the only way we can be alert
then we got to pay attention to what the Bible talks about to let us know something is getting ready to take place, amen. I'm trying to tell us, amen, all of you been having problems and all of the troubles we've been having, God's getting ready to turn some things around right now, amen. Something is getting ready to happen, amen. Those that been on top for so long, amen, God's getting ready to bring them down, amen. I'm trying to, aren't you glad about it, amen? God is getting ready to bring them around. This is why all the trouble is going on. I know y'all been watching it. No, I can't help from looking at it, amen. Hallelujah. Because when I see things like that, it lets me know it's a sign. Hallelujah. It's a sign, amen. Hallelujah. It's a sign that somebody is waking up, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody is coming back to realize just who you are, amen, and who Christ has made you, amen. It's a sign of the time of something getting ready to be, getting ready to happen, amen, for the people of God. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, amen. Listen to what God says about these timings, because we got to know the time, amen. And you got to know who you are too, amen. You see, for a long time, we haven't known who we are. We've been calling ourselves Gentiles when we're Jews, amen. Hallelujah. And not only being Jew in, not only being a Jew in the flesh, but we also a Jew in the spirit. So whenever there's a spiritual awakening, you know, the devil ain't going to sit back and just let you go free. The devil ain't going to let you loose without a fight. Come on, amen. I'm trying to say whatever you're in, it's going to be a fight in it, amen. Whatever you're going through, that's going to be a fight. Jeremiah chapter 30, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about a time, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
30 and verse 6. Let's look at it. The first. He said, ask ye now and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hand on his loin as a woman in travail, and all faces turned to paleness. Amen. Come on, you know. Whenever you see a woman in travail, in pain, she's getting ready to give birth to something. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. See, she knows when she's getting ready to give birth to a child is because what? She's travailing, amen. Hallelujah. So that's what that Rachel travailed to what? To bring forth her son, amen. And so whenever a trouble gets ready to rise, you know, it causes a travail, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It causes you to be in pain. It causes you to be troubled, amen. So when you get ready to have a baby, it always some pain comes. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say that's going to be a lot of pain coming in these next few days because what? Of the time. And what is that time? It's the time of your deliverance, amen. It's time for what? God to bring you out, amen. God is getting ready to bring us out if we just stand up and realize who we are, amen. We have a promise from God that he's going to deliver us. We have, Israel had a promise that God said he would deliver them. We have a promise that Jesus said he would deliver us, amen. And if you made the promise and God is the same God yesterday, he's the same today and forevermore, amen. And if God made a promise, he's going to do it. And so persons always start, childbirth starts with a travail, starts with some pain, amen. I never had a baby, amen. So I can't tell you exactly all that it is. But I know the water breaks, amen. Hallelujah. And I know before when they get ready to bring forth, I know they be screaming and hollering, amen. Hallelujah. And that lets us know something. What? See, right then, you know, something is getting ready to take place. Birth is getting ready. God's getting ready to birth this nation, amen. He's getting ready to birth his people again, amen. He's getting ready to what? Lift those that was down. He's getting ready to lift them back up again. Hallelujah. Yeah? You know what he says here. He said, alive, for the day is great, and none is like it. Trouble. And you know what time he said it was? It is even a time of Jacob's trouble. Hallelujah. If y'all remember Jacob's trouble, what happened during the Jacob's trouble? During Jacob's trouble before, after God had already sent Joseph into Egypt. And because God had already sent Joseph into Egypt, you see, he sent Joseph there to be able to take care of them for when the time comes that Jacob had a problem. Hallelujah. when Jacob got in trouble because he had already sent Joseph there, then Joseph was going to help take care of the problem. But what am I trying to say about that? God has already sent forth Jesus, amen. What did Jesus say? I go and prepare what? A place for you. For there where I am, there you might be also. So Jesus has already gone on before us, and he's making preparation for us to come. Because otherwise, if we're going to be where he is, amen, he has to make preparation, amen. Jesus is making preparation, amen. I'm trying to say that he has a safe place, amen. He has a safe land, amen. He's already prepared it for you, amen. He's got everything ready for you, amen. So he's just got to get you out of the place that you are in. See, it takes trouble to drive us out of situations sometimes, amen. If I hadn't had trouble, I'd still be doing the same thing I used to do, amen. Hadn't got put in jail, I'd still be having parties. I'd still be having a good time. I'd still be chasing whoever I'm chasing, amen. I would still been doing that, but it was a little trouble that came. Don't worry about the little trouble that's coming, amen. God is just trying to move you to a new place. He's trying to get you a new position, amen. Hallelujah. And so the trouble that's coming upon the earth, God is just trying to take us to a higher height and a deeper depth and a deeper relationship with him. You see, God wants us to be where he is. See, we've been flesh for so long, he wants us to become spirit. Hallelujah. So you say, well, I'm going to be where God is. He's going to be in the spirit here. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said, it's going to be a day, a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, down in where Jacob was at the time, there was a drought there, and they didn't have no food. I'm trying to say there's going to be some food shortages after a while. Mm-hmm. You see, one thing about it, if the rivers are drying up, it's going to mess with the economy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so when it messes with the economy, it's just not going to mess with the economy of the United States, but it's going to make it's going to be a global economy problem, amen. Not only is it going to be a global economy problem, it's going to be a global war. It's going to be a global water problem, amen. Hallelujah. And y'all might as well get ready. Huh? You might as well get ready. There's going to be some food shortage. There's going to be some water shortage, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's the time. It's got to get dark, amen. There's got to be trouble before there can be some deliverance. You see, God didn't come up. See, God always delivers us out of something, amen, or he delivers us, amen. He lets you go in before he brings you out, amen, because he gets the glory for bringing you out of something, amen. When the children of Israel went into the fire, that was glory because what? They got him out of the fire. When Daniel went in the lion's den, he was glorified for getting him out, amen. And so God's going to let us have a little trouble going. See, get ready to have a little trouble, amen. Start preparing yourself, amen. Start stabilizing yourself, stabilizing your faith, amen. Get your faith together. Say, I'm going to believe God no matter what happens, amen. I'm going to believe God no matter what the devil do. And I'm going to believe God no matter what goes on in the world. I'm not going to worry about what's going on in the world. I'm going to be concerned about it, but I'm not going to worry about it, amen. I'm going to be concerned about it, but I'm not going to be too troubled about it because, well, I know God got my back. You see, it was a time of Jacob's trouble, amen. You can see it was a time of Jacob's trouble. But what did God say about it? He shall be saved out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't say he was going to be saved before it happened, but he's going to be saved out of it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, he shall be saved out of it. It wasn't that God didn't allow Jacob to go through the situation, amen, but he had already prepared somebody, amen, what? Well, a place they can get, well, they can get some food, amen, and be taken care of. He had already prepared something for them, so when the trouble came, amen, and when it got so bad, he had a place for Jacob to go and rest. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm saying that Jesus got a place, amen. He said, well, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, hallelujah, and I'm going to give you some rest. I got a place for your rest, amen. I got some rest for you, amen. If we're going to remember something, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, amen. And what is that? The Saturday is the day of rest, amen. And so from all of our labor and for all the hard knocks they've done to us and how they kicked us down, amen, and how they put us in the cotton field and how they had us in the cane field, amen, and how they beat down on us and all the things that they've done to you. God said, I'm going to pay them back the same way they did everything they did to you. I'm going to do it to them. Hallelujah. Because it's the fire. Huh? The oppressed, those who've been the oppressor who has been oppressing you, God said, it's a time of deliverance right now. Amen. This is what's going on right now. It's because the only way I can take them down, amen, I got to let trouble come. Amen. Hallelujah. And when trouble comes, those that was low, they're going to need some answers, amen. It's because money is not going to be able to give them an answer for anything. Their money is not going to be able to help them anymore, amen. Well, when they look at what's going on, money ain't going to bring water down the river, amen. Money ain't going to put food in the garden, amen. And all the things that they trusted in for so long, things going to be getting to fail them in the last days. But for us, amen, we already used to not having a whole lot.
Come on now,
amen. What did God say? I have chosen the poor to be rich in faith, amen. You see, when you're rich in faith, you don't need to be rich in money, amen. I've chosen the poor to be rich in faith, amen. And so what God said, that you are already used to it. See, I've had you in a place, amen, already, so you already prepared for it, amen. So whatever happens, it's not going to bother you. It's only going to bother them. See, it's not going to bother the godly, it's just going to bother the ungodly. Hallelujah. Come on, I say, God said it's time, amen, for me to turn it around now, amen. It's been long enough, amen. Hallelujah. It's been over 400 years, amen. It's time for me to bring them out, amen. As I made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I was going to bring my people out of bondage, amen. He said it's time. These are the last days, and God ain't going to allow his people to be on the back door always. It's time to raise them up, amen. Hallelujah. When we talk about the wealth of the wicked, you know, they just laid it up for us. They don't realize. They just laid it up for us, amen. Praise God. All of them that got all that and think they got all the power, that's no power but God. Hallelujah. God is the power in there. He's sovereign, amen. Hallelujah. He's the sovereign God. He owns everything. He rules everything. Hallelujah. And that's nothing can happen unless he allows it to take place, amen. We serve a sovereign God, amen. Hallelujah. And then if God be for us, hallelujah, I tell you something today, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me, amen? Why is it? Because God has made me who he is and what he is. We don't like that one, amen. He's made me a son, amen. Hallelujah. He wants to make you a son too, amen. We are sons of God, amen. And we're not going to take down on that, amen. Because we're sons, amen. We know who we are. Hallelujah. And because we are sons, he's not going to let anything take place, happen to his son. Because all the things that take place, it take place because of the Son. Hallelujah. These things are going on for us. We don't realize it, amen. And these things are happening for us. Because otherwise, he couldn't get us out of the situation that we're in unless he let these things happen. Because, you know, we can't use guns and knives and bow and arrow. And he said, no, I don't want to fight that way. I don't fight that way. God fights with nature, amen. Hallelujah. He brings the storm, amen. He brings the wind. He brings the rain. He brings the drought. You see, that's the way God do his battle, amen. That's how God changed the minds of people. It took 10 plagues to change the mind of Pharaoh. And all the time Moses was down, saying, God said, let my people go. Hallelujah. Come on, let them go, amen. You've been holding them up too long, amen. Let them go, amen. But they wanted to hold on, amen. And so God uses nature to fight his battle. Come on. All these rivers and things drying up. That's nature. That has to do with nature. Amen. What did he say? I can cause it to rain in one place, and I cause it to be dry in another. But amen. right over there where I want to deal with, I can cause it to be dry over there and rain in some way. Because, see, God is sovereign, amen. And because God is sovereign, he can do anything he desires to do, amen. Any time that he wants to do it, amen. But everything that God does, there's a set time for everything. Now, this is the time of our deliverance. Hallelujah. And then there's a Moses coming, amen. There's a Moses coming, amen. Amen. There's a Moses coming, amen. There's going to be somebody that's going to come and speak the word of God and cause us to become aware of who we really are and who God really is for us, amen. And then when we realize that, we're going to rise up, amen. See, we can't continue to be slave-minded, amen. Hallelujah. And not be son-minded, amen. We can't continue to be servant-minded and not be a son-minded, amen. We can't continue to have the mind of the devil and never have the mind of God. We should have the mind of Christ in these last days. Let this mind be in you that was also in the Christ, amen. Hallelujah. This is the mind we need to take place. Is realizing when we realize the time, you know, God is getting ready to move for us, his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And notice what he said. I'm going to save you out of it. But not only that, he said, for her, amen. For it shall come to pass in that day. At a certain time, amen. It's not going to happen before that day, amen. But in that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will break his yoke. Hallelujah. From off of his neck. Hallelujah. I will burst the bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Come on. See, they've been serving off of us for so long. Hallelujah. I believe in Ecclesiastes. I thought it was chapter 10, but it talks about whenever you see a servant riding a horse and the prince walking, he said that's confusion. When you see the servants in charge over the prince, there has to be some confusion there, amen? Come on, amen. And see, what it is, he's trying to let us know, we are prince. We are the prince.
Yeah.
Huh? You are a prince when you become the king's child. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. see, when you realize that we are the king's children, that means we are the prince.
Yeah.
And because we are the prince, we're supposed to be riding a horse.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be walking beside us or in front of us. But you see, we got it the other way around now. We got them riding a horse. And then we walk in, amen. Come on. See, when you wake up and realize that we are king and prince, he was a king and a prince, so we are what he is. Huh? We're king and prince unto the Father, amen. And because we're king and princes unto the God, amen, then that lets you know who we are. We're supposed to be riding a horse, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. You realize that God wants, he's getting ready to turn it around. Is because, you see, we've been doing the work for so long, and they've been getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? We've been the slave for so long, and then they've been the master. I say, God's getting ready to turn this around, amen. And all it takes for us to turn around is us to wake up and realize who you really are, amen, and realize that you're the son of God, and it's time now for the sons of God to be revealed. It's there. What is that? I'm gonna break the yokes from off your neck. You know, come on now. You know we've had some yokes on us, amen. And come on, they've been oppressing us with yokes, amen. They're putting all kind of burdens on us, amen. And every time we try to get up, they find some law and change something to put us back down, amen. They find in rules, amen, to try to keep us bound. But God said, well, I'm gonna take the yoke off your neck. I'm gonna loose you, amen. So whatever it is that's been holding you down, he said, I'm getting ready to loose you, amen. I'm getting rid of all the things that happened to you. Well, I'm going to turn it around and cause it to work together for your good. Because now, because it's working together for your good, amen, that means the things that already happened to you, rather than to push you down, it's going to be the thing that lifts you up, amen. Come on, amen. And the stuff that you've been through, amen, it's going to lift you up. Even in the time of trouble, amen, you're not going to be worried about it because you've already been through that already. I'm going to break the yokes off your neck. Amen. I'm going to burst the bonds. And the strangers, no, anybody that don't know Jesus is a stranger now, amen. Come on, amen. They're strangers. Those are the strangers. The wicked is the strangers, amen. And we didn't have the wicked rule over us. The wicked was never supposed to rule over the righteous. Wicked people were never supposed to have us down. We're supposed to be riding a horse. Come on. See, I'm supposed to be on the horse, amen. I'm supposed to be what? I'm supposed to be the head and not the tail, amen. Because what? I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a promise from God. And because I'm in covenant with God, God can't break his covenant. God won't break his promise to us. What he said? Jacob, I'm going to bring him out of it. And see, this is how we know. Let's go to the book of Exodus, amen. Praise God. This is how you know when it's time, amen. Tell you what they start doing. Now, I want to know if you see this. You're going to see this going on. Exodus chapter 1, I believe. And you want to see this going on. Hallelujah. Come on, thanks to God. Amen. And we need to rejoice. Amen. Come on. Because something good is getting ready to happen to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 1 and 7. Now notice what's going on here. And the children of Israel were more fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Come on, there's a lot of us, amen. Come on, we're becoming the what? You're becoming the majority, amen, not the minority anymore. The land was filled with them, it says, amen. And they increased. You think you about to realize what it is, you know. When we talk about all the abortion clinics going on around here, you know what they've been trying to do? They're trying to kill us. What is that? We multiplying too fast. Huh? And when you get to multiplying too fast, the devil has to bring abortion in to try to kill you out. Huh? Do y'all see it going on? Is that a sign, amen? That is why they're fighting for abortion rights, amen. Huh? Because they want to kill you. That's the devil, amen. What does the devil do? He comes to what? Rob, steal, and kill and destroy, amen. So he's trying to destroy us because what? We are multiplying too fast on us. It seems like the more they kill us, the more people they kill, look like the more is being born, amen. Come on, son. I said that's the way God has it to work out, amen. That they look like the more they try to take, the more God gives, amen. Come on, amen. It's time. And he says, they increase. And now, look at verse 9. This is the kicker right here, is what they're afraid of. Now, you might wonder why they shoot you. You've been wondering about it. Might be wondering why they've been trying to keep you down for so long. Because what? You're a child of God. When we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, says, you're going to be hated of every nation. And on the next you can go in that you are not hated in. If you go to France, you're hated. You go to Germany, you're hated. You go to Russia, you're hated. You come to the United States, you're hated. You go to Great Britain, you're hated. And there ain't a nation. Deuteronomy 28 is being fulfilled. You ought to be able to see it. That you're hated everywhere. And don't nobody love you but Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God that somebody loves me, amen. I tell you, God loves you. But you see right here, he said, and verse 9, and saying unto his people, behold, the people are children of Israel, they are more and mightier than we are. So if I recognize your strength, I got to find a way to get rid of it. The devil is always trying to find your weakness, amen. And so if one thing about it, if he can't shut you up or shut you down, he'll kill you. See, that's what's going on right now. It's time. Because what it is, they don't want you to declare who you are. They don't want you to say who you are. Jesus came in and declared to be the Son of God. It wasn't the first thing they wanted to kill him for. They wanted to kill him for what? Saying that he was the Son of God. He said, well, why is it that you want to kill me? He said, the reason we want to kill you is because you make yourself the Son of God. Now, they said he was made himself the Son of God, amen. It's not that he made himself. It was who God made him, amen. Come on, somebody. It's not who made you. It is God that made you the Son of God. Not that you made yourself the Son of God. I can't make myself. But if God, we have been begotten by the Holy Spirit, amen. And because you've been begotten by the Holy Spirit, you have been begotten by God. And God is getting ready to reveal his children right now today. These are the last days for the revelation of it. Because they're afraid of you, and because they know you're stronger than they are. You wonder why people get shot? They be running and getting shot. Yeah. Might not realize it. That's who they are. They work for the devil. What? To eliminate what? Because the children are stronger and mightier than they are. They did it to eliminate the people of God. They don't want you saying that. They don't want you opening your mouth, amen. They don't want you to declare who God has made you. And therefore, because they don't want you to declare who God has made you, and then you always got the devil to try to tell you who you are not. He never tells you who you are. He always tell you what you're not. Come on, I said the preaching of the gospel's got to be about who God made you. And what God did for you. Because if we're going to preach the gospel is the good news about what God did for me, not what I did for him. And so when it says they're mightier than we are. Verse 11, let me get out. Verse 11, let's look at verse 11. No. Well, verse 10, notice what it says here. Exodus chapter 1 and 10. He said, come, let us deal wisely with them. Least they multiply, and it comes to pass that when they are fallen in a war, they join into our enemies and fight against us, and so get them out of our land. We got to deal wisely with them. See, you might not know it right now. They're trying to deal wisely with us. You see, you wonder why, you know, back in the book of now, when you take the letter, you know the letter, what they call the Widow Lynch letter? Yeah, y'all know about the Widow Lynch letter, right? See, the Widow Lynch letter was a way for them to deal wisely with us. So he was letting the people know, you know, you're killing them, you know, you're taking away your profit. Amen. Don't kill them, amen. You got to learn how to deal wisely with them. So what do we do? He said, well, what we do, we take the strongest Negro, the strongest one out of the bunch. You know, the one who got a little mouth on him, amen. The one who can talk a little bit, amen. The one who is not afraid to say who they are. But let's take him, the biggest one. And let us deal wisely with him. See, in other words, they try to make an example out of you, amen. And so what they're doing, they're trying to make an example out of somebody. Like they did with Lynch time, amen. And then they replaced the black guy, the big old, what they call him, Mandingo. I guess that's a good enough name. They take the Mandingo among the rest of them, and then they would whip him with whips. And they bring everybody out so they can see it, how they doing them. And when they bring everybody out so they can see how they're doing them, they would whip him first. And then they would take him and put him in between two horses. And then they would put a rope. I ain't going to talk about one part of the rope they put on him. But they would put a rope on his feet and round his neck. And they would take the horse and pull him apart.
so that everybody that, for all the rest of the slaves could see it. And when all the other slaves could see it, that would put praise, that would put fear in the rest of everybody else. Because, well, we made an example out of you, amen. And therefore, now you're in fear. You know why we don't stand up today? We're in fear. You know why nobody else says anything? They're in fear. They're scared they're going to lose their money. They won't stand up because they're afraid of their money, amen. That is why the Lord said, you know what the Lord said about that? The love of money will be the root of all evil. When you love your money so much that you can't give up something, amen. Come on, somebody. We got to give up something sometime, amen. He said if you lose, you can gain, amen. But if you're afraid to lose anything, you will never be able to gain anything, amen. You got to speak up and say, take the money, it didn't belong to you nowhere. How can they take something that really didn't belong to you? What did Jesus say? Whose face was on the money? When they said, well, Lord, should we be paying taxes? He looked at it, he took the money, and he said, whose inscription is on that? He said, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God, amen, huh? If we're going to give God the praise, if we're going to give God obedience, we got to let Caesar. See, you will never rise up if you can't elect Caesar. Sometimes you got to become poor sometimes. So that you can't be afraid of becoming poor for the Lord's sake. And the reason you can't be afraid of becoming poor for the Lord's sake, what did God say? Whatever you lose for my sake and the gospel's sake, I'll give you 100-fold now and even eternal life. Come on, somebody, amen. You can't be afraid anymore, amen. You got to rise up. It's time. You know, in other words, there's a time for everything, amen. There's a time for the people of God to stand up and declare Jesus is Lord. Stand up and declare the truth. Because it's the truth that's going to make you free. And one of the truths you need to be made are we the sons of God. That's the truth. Well, not only the truth, but I got the truth. Now, the Bible is a law book, amen. And then the law book, amen, it's a legal book. It's like a legal pad. You know how when you got a will written down, it's before the will, you know, like me. They'd have wrote my will out now. They wrote it out for me. But when you got a legal, see, when it's in your mind, amen, it's just in your mind. But once you put it on paper, amen, it becomes legal. And then the paper that you write it on become a legal pad. Mm-hmm. And because it's a legal pad, then after it's been signed and after it's been documented and stamped and everything, amen, it's a testament, but it's a legal testament. It's like a law. Come on, amen. I said Jesus has taken the word of God, amen. And he put his stamp of approval on it by the Holy Ghost, amen. And he made this a legal book, amen. And that we can take this book to prove what belongs to us and who we are in Christ Jesus. And we got the legal document to prove it. See, you got to recognize that they're doing this because what? They're trying to deal wisely with us. In other words, back in the day, it was Christ the slave, and now it's Christ the brother now, you know, Christ the brother. In other words, we got to Christ his brother, amen. We got to do it in front of everybody. Everybody that has a voice to declare who they are. If you say that you're a Hebrew, they want to crush you. Now, it don't matter about us, but small people, you know. But if you got a voice, come on. If you're salty, amen. If you thought that, I mean, if you got some influence, amen, they will oppress your influence, amen. Hallelujah. Because you can reach more people. See, I can say anything. It don't matter to me because, in other words, I don't have all that influence in the world, amen. But those that have, they can't say certain things. I'm saying the preachers got to come out from under the influence of the devil, amen. That the preachers can't say certain things in the church. because it's their own TV. They can't search certain things, amen, because what? They're under the influence of the devil, amen. They don't want to lose their money. They don't want to lose their status. And then they won't declare what's wrong and what's right is because they're scared of the money. If they're not scared of the money, they're scared that the people don't leave them. I said it's time for that to change, amen. You got to declare what's right. You got to declare what's truth, amen, and what is not a lie. And regardless to, you know what? They said truth will always avail. But when you tell the truth, you're going to be persecuted for the truth that you speak. See, when we start telling the truth, we're going to start being persecuted for it. Because Jesus said, you're going to be persecuted for righteous sake, amen. You're going to suffer for righteous sake, amen. And if Jesus said that's going to happen to you, then if we're not being persecuted for the truth, it must mean that we're not speaking truth. Come on, you can't declare what's right and not get no backlash. And so once you say it and declare it and you know it, you got to be willing to go down for it. You got to be able to go down to the lowest. Hallelujah. Because what Jesus did for us, he was willing to go down to the lowest, amen. Hallelujah for us, amen. He went all the way down to out of the belly of hell, I cried, amen. So he had to go down to his lowest in order to be raised to his highest. Come on. These last days, all the trouble getting ready to take place, stand up for your truth. Stand up for what you know is right. Stand up for who you are. If they take your clothes, somebody will give you some more, amen. If they take your money, somebody going to feed you, amen. This is what going to war is, amen, to let the devil know, I don't care about your stuff. See, the only thing the devil got to offer you is some stuff. And everything, all the stuff he offer you, it won't go with you. He offer you what? Riches and fame. But the Ray Charles said, I got to have the masters. Because what? You want to make me famous, but I'm going to make you rich, so I want my own masters, amen. See, he had got it right, you know. He had realized. He saw what was going on. He wants the masters, amen. He don't want you to just sign your, you know, when you sign your life. You know, by the time when you put your name on those contracts, you know you sign your whole life away. You even sign your name away. They make it where you can't even use your name anymore. Ain't the devil something, amen? See, the devil don't even want us to use the name of Jesus no more, amen? This is why they took it out of baptism, because what? They didn't want to use it, amen? You see how the devil works? See, people won't be baptized in the name of Jesus because what? The devil took the name out. See, you wonder why they don't use it, because the devil took it out. Because he didn't want you to use it because you were to be declared something. You'll be declaring that Jesus is the Son of God, amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God, see, if you use his name. But they took the name out, see. Because what? He wants to own the name. Can y'all see what's going on in the world today?
Amen.
They afflict them to crush them. Because they wanted to bring them down, and God was ready to lift them up, amen. See, God wants to lift us up, not bring us down. Amen. And sometimes when he brings you down, he's bringing you down just so he can lift you up again. But we don't usually like to go through that. God's saying it's time for us to get ready to go through, because look at the time. Hard time is getting ready to come. The rivers are drying up. Gonna be less water. Some people in some places, you know, they can only drink water. They can't water their garden out there in Vegas somewhere. They can only, because what? Drought. Time of Jacob's trouble, amen. But it was a time of God was getting ready to deliver it, amen. When God was getting ready to deliver to Israel, he saw he had first, they had to be afflicted first. And when God saw them afflicting his people, then he said, I am come down now to deliver my people from this hardship that they've been going through. And so let the devil keep doing what he's doing, amen? Let the devil keep going. Because God is taking a look. These are the last days. He's going to pay attention to what the enemy is doing to you, and he's coming down, amen, to deliver you from it. That's what he said about Jacob. I'm going to deliver you out of it. Let's rise up in faith in these last days, amen. Let's become bold. The righteous are bold as a lion, amen. You got to be bold to stand up and tell the truth, amen. And no matter who walk away from you. You know, sometimes I get you're talking about something, people get upset with you, get mad with you, don't want to come around you no more. That's all right, amen. You got to be able to take it, amen. Why? Because what I said was truth. I got to be willing to suffer for truth. Because I realize if God's coming back, if the Lord is coming back, he's coming back people with the truth. Who's walking in the truth, who's standing up for the truth, regardless of what the devil does. We can't walk, we got to walk by faith. All the trouble going on in the world today, amen, we need to start getting glad. We ought to be rejoicing. We ought to be praising God right now. Because what? We know it's a time of our deliverance. He said, when you see all of these things come to pass, look up. We get ready to be redeemed, amen. This old body that's been hurting, amen, ain't going to be hurt no more, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. These old knees, amen, praise God, that they get to screeching sometime, ain't going to be screeching no more, amen. This old body that's been hurting for a long time, it's not going to be hurting again because what? Your redemption draws nigh, amen. Well, he's come to redeem this old body, amen, and give us a new body, amen. He's coming to redeem this old life and give me a new life, amen. He's come to redeem this old earth and give us a new earth, amen, because he said, what? Heaven and earth is going to pass away, amen, with extreme heat. But then I'm going to give you a new heaven and a new earth. Come away, amen. Hallelujah. I said, see, that is why I can count it joy when I see trouble coming, because I know something is getting ready to take place for me. When Jesus was ready to go to the cross, he said, what? My spirit is willing to do these things, but my flesh is weak. I want to do it, but there's something on the inside of me just warring against me, amen. Most of everybody wants to do the will of God. Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7, he said, the will is in me to do, but how to perform it? I find not, amen. We all have that problem sometimes, amen. How to perform it. It's not that I don't want to do it, but how to perform it. It's not that I don't want to love sometimes, but how to perform it. It's not that I don't care sometimes, but how to perform it, amen. And God wants you to, God gives you the Holy Spirit to help you perform those things that you couldn't do on your own. And I know everything coming today, amen. We got to start performing, amen. You got to stand up. You're going to lose some friends, amen. You're going to lose some people, amen. A lot of people ain't going to like you, amen. They ain't going to want to be around you. But that's all right. You got to stand up for the truth. Because what? You don't want to be caught with no oil in your lamp. One thing that Jesus did say, what? Except. You be born of, St. John 3 and 5, except you be born of the water and the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? You got to get away from the lying people that tell you you don't need to be born of water and spirit. You got to get away from the lying people who say you don't need to be baptized. Oh, they're just religious. Amen. Praise God. If you don't put no foundation under you, then the house going to crumble. That's just the foundational thing, amen. If you don't do the foundational part, how are you going to do the rest? You got to be born of water and of spirit. Amen. If the preacher been lying to you, tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost, amen. You need to stand up and say, this is what God said I needed, amen. I'm going to God's heaven. I got to go God's way. There's only one way to God. And Jesus said, I'm the door. Well, how are you going to get through the door? If Jesus is the door, you need the key. You know, the key, the door is to keep you in, or let something in, or keep something in, or let something in, out, you know. But even at the door, you know, on all of our doors, we have a key. And in order to get into your locked door, you have to have the key. Well, in Matthew chapter 16, I think it's 16, amen, what Jesus told Peter, he said, Simon, unto you I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. In other words, that means Peter had the key to unlock the door. Most people don't like to use Peter's key. So how are you going to get in the door if you don't have the key? So on the day of Pentecost, when Peter said, repent, everyone, repent some of you. Repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the key. And then if you don't use the key, that means you can't get into the door. So if you didn't use the key that Peter gave you to get in the door, that means you're still on the outside. I mean, I've been locked out of this building one day. I had the key, but the key was in the building. And I went outside to get in the car, and the door went bam. And I was locked out there. Didn't have no phone. And there I am standing on the outside the door. The key was on the inside, but I couldn't get in because I didn't have a key. I would hate for you to come to the heavenly gate. And Jesus is the door. He's standing at the heavenly gate to let you in. And all of a sudden, he gets ready to let you in. And he said, well, use your key. And you don't have no key. I would hate to be found in that state. So we got to tell the truth about it. Amen. We can't be lying to people and tell them, hey, you can get in without the key. How you can't get in this building without the key? How can you become like God? Now, if God said, I'm going to make you in my image, when God made us in his image, God had to make us spirit. Because flesh is not in the likeness of God. Flesh is just like I got on this suit. This suit is not me. I just got it on. The suit don't make me. I make the suit, amen. Come on, amen. This flesh don't make you anything, amen. And even though you can say you're a Hebrew Israelite in the flesh, that don't make you who you are. It's what's on the inside of the suit that makes you. It's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Are y'all with me today? Amen. And when we talk about the Jews, not Jews according to the flesh. Can I use one more scripture before I go? Romans 2 and 29. Let's see who the real Jews are. And so we can stop all these arguments. I think it's Romans 2 and 29, 28 and 29. Just take 2 and 28. If somebody got it, read it right quick. I'm going to settle this question right here. I'm tired of people talking about who they are. 2 and 28 and 29. What does that say? Let's see this. Uh-huh. Well, hold on now. Wait a minute now. Here we go right here. Now, let's talk about who the true Jew is so we can cut all this argument out.
Mm-hmm. The 28 says, for the word reads, but he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
All right. Okay. Now, back to be a Jew in Abraham's time, you have to be circumcised. Right. That's outwardly, amen. Mm-hmm. And back in Abraham's time, you know, in order to be a Jew, you have to become from the seed of Abraham. In order to be a Hebrew, amen, or a Jew because of circumcision, amen. Now, but Paul says here, the Romans say that he is not a what? He is not a Jew. Outwardly. The flesh. He's not a Jew.
circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
Now, even though you've been circumcised in the flesh, you're still not a Jew.
But he is a Jew.
So who is a Jew? Who is the true Jew now?
Which is one inwardly.
Hold on now. But who is a Jew now?
Which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart.
That circumcision of the heart.
In the spirit.
And how?
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
And not in the letter.
Not just in the letter of the word, amen. Not in the letter of the word. But that went out. There was a time for that, amen. You know?
Whose praise is not of men, but of God.
So whose praise is not of men. So he said, see, when you accept it on the outward, that's the praise of men.
Right.
But when the thing comes from the inside, the Holy Spirit circumcision, that thing comes from God. And so God ain't going to let you say, well, because of my flesh, I'm getting in here, amen. Come on. It is God that has to circumcise you. So that is why you need to be born of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit is what circumcises your heart and makes you a Jew. Are y'all with me now? Amen. So who the real Jews are?
Which is that of the heart, in the spirit. And not in the letter.
Who praise is not of men.
But of God.
Is that satisfactory? Yeah. So I don't care what kind of robe you got on. I don't care how long your beard is. I don't care how black you are. I don't care how red you are or white you are. The Bible says you are not a Jew. Huh? Somebody want to be saved today. Maybe you are a Hebrew in the flesh. Paul said, I was a Hebrew in the flesh also. Huh? He said, I was a Hebrew also in the flesh. But what? Amen. But he didn't have no confidence in the flesh. Huh? And he counted all that stuff he had gained, he counted as dung that he might know Christ. And so if you're on the thing today, you might say that you're a Hebrew in the flesh, but you need to become a Hebrew in the spirit. Well, the promise wasn't to us. No, it was the promise of the spirit that was made unto you. Somebody want to be saved today. You can start with a confession today. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your Romans 10:9. Maybe you want to be saved today online. But if you really want to become a Jew now, you got to become a Jew through the Spirit. Because God, he's going to take care of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen. He's going to take care of the Jews, amen. Hallelujah. And we are the Jews. Now, if you go tell somebody that, don't tell your boss that, sister. Because they might fire you for saying that you're a Jew. Somebody, amen. Amen. Praise God, amen. Thank God for y'all tuning in today. I pray God that somebody have said something that might help you and encourage you, amen, to walk upright with God, amen. You need Jesus in your heart today. Amen. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. I thank you, Lord, for changing me. Lord, I repent of my sins, O Lord, and all the things that I've done against you. Father, forgive me for the things that I've done to you. And Lord, may your blessings shower upon me, and may you lead and guide me into the truth. And I give you praise for the truth in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Is there anyone have anything to say today? Anybody, if anyone is online, amen, you have something to say, amen, today, we give you opportunity. You got a praise report, amen? Amen. Well, I just thank God for y'all coming today, amen. If you have any tithes and offering you like to give or whatever you like to give to the Lord, amen. We always say give tithes here. I don't use them. Amen. But I do put them aside because we don't know when you're going to need something. You know, the Bible said, lay not your treasures up on the earth where moths and rust do corrupt. It's good to lay something aside because you don't never know when you're going to need it, so that something will be there. That is the only reason I ask y'all to pay tithes, not for me. God has always taken care of me. So I don't do it for the money. I'm asking you to give because that's what God said to. Give and it shall be given you. And a lot of you, you're hindering your blessings. It's because you won't do it. And so if there's anybody, the way you can send something or give something, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal. You can send it Cash App. Amen. Or you can send it Zelle, carechurchinc@zelle.com. And whatever you give, we appreciate what you give. And I can promise you, I will use it for the benefit of God and not for the benefit of myself. Amen. Because I know people don't need help. The reason we say, you know, when we first started this thing here, we said we was care church. You know, we was out trying to feed people. Brother Andre and I, he's gone. That's my buddy, you know. We was out there. And even though he was hurting, he would be out there. Even though he was sick, we were still trying to be out there. We were just trying to say we want to do something. To put something on the book and say, Lord, he said, well, if you've done it to the least of my brother, and you've done it unto me. And so whatever you like to give, you can send it to us, Cash Out. Amen. I lost the P.O. box. Amen. I forgot what it is. Well, they done took it now because I didn't pay the bill. Amen. So let us stand, amen. I thank y'all for coming. Any testimony? Anyone got anything to say? Anything to say, sister? I'm glad to see you. Appreciate y'all. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Anything to say?
Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, we're going to stand and we're going to go. Don't forget about Wednesday night. We're still on that Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God. I ask all of y'all to join us on Wednesday night. And if you like to, even, what is that? Especially the men, like the men, you know, at every first try, y'all men, please come on, join me and say something on Wednesday just to support. You don't have to come every day. You don't want to, but just for some, that day anyway. Amen?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Father God, we are thankful, Lord. We have come together, Lord. I know, Lord, you're the one that adds, multiplies. And I just thank you for adding, multiplying, and showing us the way. And Father, as we come today, Lord, we come to you asking the Lord for your help. We have no help beside you, Lord. For we believe in the things that you said to us. And Lord, you're going to bring all those things to pass. So we take a stand by faith. And by faith today, Lord, as we dismiss from this place, but we don't want to go from your presence. And we give all glory and praise as we dismiss in Jesus' name. We just say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Everybody.
Say,
yeah. Can I get a witness? to what His Word says. God has spoken.
God has spoken.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
'cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your Red Sea,
amen,
continue to say,
amen,
'cause your help is on the way. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes. The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds. Conference ending. Goodbye.